Getting everything in order.
Yep, we have our food vendors coming in. Then soon after that, arts and crafts vendors. We had rides come in yesterday. So it's been busy for a couple days.
Well, one of the big attractions, it is Barry's Fun Zone. Of course, Barry Be Good, that is the official logo and official mascot for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. But let us know more about what the kind of fun we can have here at Barry's Fun Zone.
Sure, we're excited. Barry's Fun Zone is always the most happening place in the festival. There's 2 days this year. I just want to point out to everyone that I was looking forward to the return of 2 days. We're finally back. The last two-day festival we had was 2019. With COVID and weather, we're just excited to be back. And the Fun Zone's one of the best places. On Friday, we're going to have Stateline Productions. That's our DJ. It's going to have contests, bubbles, music. They'll be filling in between our contests and other special events. But the first big one that night, it's at 6 p.m. that's tonight, is the strawberry hot wing eating contest. It is a special strawberry hot pepper sauce from Pucker Butt that is on these wings. So get ready. I think we're only allowing 10 people in that contest. That should be fun. hopefully they can handle it. Then at 7:30 we're doing a meet and greet with not only the 2025 Strawberry Festival queens, but the 2024 queens, because unfortunately they never got to attend a festival last year. So we're bringing them all back. So tonight at 7:30, you can meet all of the queens. The exciting part tonight, we are doing a special promotion at 8:30 on the stage, the amphitheater stage. We're having a Taylor Swift tribute band. So for the first 150 people that come to meet the queens tonight at 7:30, you all get a friendship bracelet like Taylor Swift wears.
Oh, that's a good little...
Those Heshy bracelets. So the first 150 people will get one, and they can wear it to the concert at 8:30.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Man, Chris, that's
especially for the Swifties. Whoops.
That's nice. We had a big gust of wind blow all of our papers everywhere out here. Okay, well, that will be all the entertainment tonight, Friday. Then everyone goes to sleep. Then they get up early, and they're back here before 10 o'clock when the rest of the festival gets underway.
That's right. So then in that Fun Zone on Saturday, that is busy all day long. Stateline Productions is going to be doing all their music bubble and games throughout the day, and people can check out on our website, scstrawberryfestival.com, or grab a brochure, and it lists the whole schedule. We'll have interactive theater, which is like juggling and balancing acts. They'll have two different times they'll be performing in that Fun Zone. Then the one I know everybody loves is the Strawberry Baby Contest. So it's hundreds of cute babies dressed in strawberry gear you didn't know anyone made. It's amazing. everyone gets prizes.
It's very creative.
Adorable. They're very creative. Seeing how the parents dressed them up, and some of these babies don't know where they are, but they're cute. It's really cute. That'll be from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Registration is an hour before, 10:15 to 11:15. The next two contests that day are the Strawberry Donut Eating Contest from 1 to 2. And again, registration's an hour before, from 12 to 12:45. And then the Strawberry Ice Cream Eating Contest is 3:30 to 4:30. And again, hour before for registration. And that one is going to be interesting for the adults because they have to eat an entire pint of ice cream.
Oh, an entire pint?
Pint. Yeah, it's a lot of ice cream.
You know what I'm anxious to see?
You have to make it a little harder for the adults.
If you have anybody who's in more than one eating contest.
So we have a lot of cleanup supplies just in case there are a lot of those people.
Meaning that we'll do the wings.
And then they'll go over, what's next? The
donuts. And then ice cream.
I mean, they should win a prize.
The trifecta.
To do that,
just
a triathlon.
To do it. Yes. Yeah.
A triathlon.
Add it down for next
year,
Chris.
Yes, we will. That's great.
That's actually pretty good. The Strawberry Festival Triathlon.
We'll remember
food
that.
For competitive eaters. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We're running up against the break here, and then let everyone know about some of the entertainment on the stage here.
Sure.
Saturday.
Let me go quick. So, yep. Special activities. We have three main places you can check out. Pretty Bird Paradise. Love the Butterfly. Those are both bird and butterfly exhibits. And then Pork Chop Review, which is a pig act that was on America's Got Talent. You can find them on YouTube. They look hilarious. There's like mom and baby pigs. They jump through hoops and move things. It's very
cute.
Funny. They'll have several showings Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday we have the Dixieland Cruisers Car Show. And then, of course, we have our rides, roving entertainers, and then fireworks at 9:45. And then all day, on both days, there will be music on the amphitheater stage.
Check out the South Carolina Strawberry Festival's website, social media pages for more information. Chris, great catching up with you, sir. Thank you so much.
Great.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Chris.